News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, more than one in four parents get into debt to cover back to school costs, according to new research by the Irish League of Credit Unions. It also found that over 60% of parents say covering the cost of back to school is a financial burden. David Malone, CEO of the Irish League of Credit Union, joins us now. What are the big financial pressures on parents during back to school time, David?
Shane, good morning, Shane. There's a multitude of pressures on parents as they bring their children back to school. The costs are an onerous cost burden. They have a wide range of costs, such as extracurricular activities, transport time, uniform, lunches, and even laptops. What we've seen in this survey is that the primary school cost for a child going back to school is just under €1,100 and just over €1,400 for a secondary school child. But what is interesting in both of those costs is that the primary school costs have actually gone down by about €66 year on year. And that's really because of the impact of the free school book scheme.
Yeah.
Has been introduced by the government for the academic year 23-24, and also the increasing rollout of the hot meal scheme, which does provide free hot meals for certain primary school children.
There is free school books for secondary school kids as well, though, is there not?
There is. So this has been introduced for 2024-2025. We do see that the junior cycle students will also get free school books, but that hasn't been extended to senior cycle leaving certificate students. And we would ask that and advocate for that as part of this research, that should be extended, because the secondary school child costs have actually increased about by €150 year on year.
Yeah, I have to say, though, David, I had a look at your back-to-school costs for secondary school. I've only one left in secondary school. And I went through roughly what what the back-to-school costs would be. Now, they were only a fraction of what the 1,500 figure you were suggesting, I have to say. School uniform, a lot of the time, last year's uniform was pretty much fine. I mean, it was the odd shirt you have to buy. I think she needs a new school bag this year for the first time in 5 years. Last year's shoes that she was wearing are fine. With the various voluntary costs and so on, ours was kind of closer to 520. Like, €1,500 sounds like a huge amount of money. Are they dressing in Gucci clothes, or why is it so high?
Far from it. I think even just looking at the uniform costs itself, Shane, I mean, they are quite significant for parents. And we've seen that, you know, from our credit unions are obviously in 400 locations around the country. We've got that real connection with people. We get this, I think, in terms of the costs. And if you take the uniform costs, a lot of parents have to buy the official uniform with the official badge or crest of the school on it. And, you know,
the trousers, the shirts, you can get them in Pennies or in Marks and Spencers for next to nothing almost.
Yeah, but you also have laptop costs as well. You know, we saw from this survey, Shane, about one in four parents now also have to, you know, get the laptop cost in there, which would cost anywhere from €500 to €600. And there is that debt piece you've mentioned as well. You know, we saw the average debt, there's about one in four parents getting into debt as a result of back to school costs. The average debt's about €368, and what I suppose which is challenging from the results itself is that 19% of parents are having to use a credit card, and that is not the best use, you know, of credit. It's a very expensive form of credit. It ranges anywhere, the interest rate, from 14% to 25%. And what we would say is, you know, credit unions are here as well to help on this, Shane, for parents. You've got great compassion and care in a credit union. Come into our 400 locations and have a chat, not just about getting a loan, but actually about financial education, helping parents put payment saving plans in place that they can save for these significant expenses, because there's a whole multitude of expenses: school trips, extracurricular activities, you know, transport. You know, there's a whole array of costs, and then it's a challenging time for parents, you know, and children going back to school, making friends, you know, studying, trying to pass exams. And this is just a real burden on them. So, you know, what we'd like to see as well is more support for them, particularly in terms of the secondary school, as we mentioned, the leaving cert cycle, but also help on uniform. I think, you know, use of more uniform, standard uniform.
Well, the school books thing is that we have boxes of school books in our house that we would love to give somewhere or to give to somebody, and it's ridiculous because they change every year, and that is an absolute disgrace, and that should change. But look, we will leave it there. David Malone, CEO of the Irish League of Credit Unions, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know. I mean, I have to say, look, my daughter's back to school costs are nowhere near €1,500. As I said, I think I worked out as €500 for
my lads. I've two in secondary would definitely get new shoes. Their shoes are practically flapping, like the
yeah,
the sole is coming away from the shoe by the end of the year. So they'd need shoes. They'd need runners. they keep
well,
getting
runners you're buying anyway.
They keep getting taller, so they get trousers. But like you said, I would buy them in one of the big.
Yeah.
The big main, it wouldn't be expensive.
For very cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
The school books thing drives me mad. That is, like, why that isn't being addressed, I just don't know. Anyway, look, let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.